another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting live, and of course, with just a little touch of Southern flavor, especially for you, from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, I want to thank all of my listeners from all over the world, my listeners in Denmark, Portugal, France, Canada, and of course, all of my faithful listeners in the U.S. And guess what? I believe, as a matter of fact, I know that if you are listening to this show today, that the Spirit of God has attracted you here, and that today, at this very moment, at this very time, you will begin to receive solutions for your life. Well, how are you doing? I pray that you've had a great week and that you are having a really awesome summer. I've had a great week and have just been enjoying myself during this very, very hot time here in Atlanta. For my international listeners, during the summer, it's really hot in the South, and so we are certainly experiencing that. And I also want to thank all of you for sending me suggestions. Last week, I threw it out there that I was going to be traveling and I wanted to find just the best place, really, primarily in the Caribbean, but possibly in the world, where I could go and just relax, where there was great snorkeling, swimming, where I could just sort of meditate. And I think that I have chosen Barbados. And I received so many great answers from all of you. And so over the next 30 days, I'm going to rearrange my schedule. And I'm going to be going to Barbados and get even a darker tan. So I'm really excited about that. Well, are you ready today? I'm really excited. I have a couple of questions for you. You know, I just love asking questions. Would you like to have more abundance in your life in all areas? How about gaining a clearer understanding of the universal law of abundance? Well, I want you to stay tuned. And after these quick commercials, my very special guest, Dr. Ray Falkenberry, will be sharing about the universal law of abundance. Stay tuned. Hello, this is Constance Arnold, your success coach. Do you feel stuck? Are you ready for change in the areas of business, relationships, or career? Then contact me today for your complimentary coaching session. We will partner together to develop individualized strategies and projects that will move you towards the life of your dreams. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Or visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and discover and take advantage of the diverse coaching packages that I have designed just with you in mind.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Love can happen at any age. So what are you waiting for? Here's the chance to say to the universe, I'm worth it. I'm worth a 4-day cruise, and I'm worthy of finding true love. Or say to the universe, my existing relationship deserves a short vacation to spark up our love. Either way, you must take action to make your dreams come true. What better way than to be with like-minded people? Join us October 27th through the 31st on our Spiritual Singles Cruise, where we have a fabulous tapping workshop with Dr. Garland Landreth, an angel workshop, tantra workshop, and relationship workshops. Rates start off at $5.99, double occupancy, which includes workshops. So go to loaradionetwork.com and purchase your tickets today. We'll see you on board.
Well, once again, I'm going to invite all of you to join me on this wonderful cruise in October. Remember, if you are married and just want to improve your relationship, or if you are single and you want to learn how to begin to love yourself deeply first and then begin to attract the love that you deserve and desire, well, I want you to go to loaradionetwork.com and click the link that says LOA Radio Network Cruise. And I tell you what, I understand from Jules that we're getting all kind of men from all over the world who are going to be coming on the cruise. So we're really excited about that. I'm going to be teaching on relationships, and so I'm looking forward to meeting you personally. Additionally, be sure to visit my webpage at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I have designed all kind of tools that you can utilize to begin to implement and change your life. And as all of you know, I have 25 years experience as a licensed therapist, and I would love to help coach you to the next level in your life. Well, are you ready? I am. Today, my very special guest is Dr. Ray Falkenberry. He is an author. He's a speaker and a coach. He is the author of Abundance is More Than Your Checkbook Balance. Isn't that exciting? Understanding the Universal Law of Abundance. Additionally, he's written a series of books entitled The Corporate Samurai and his newest book, Twice in a Lifetime. He has a great radio show entitled The Enlightened Entrepreneur, and he's just a great guy. He believes that any change in life or business must start within and that no one can do the work for you, and I'm in total agreement with him. And he and I have a mutual friend, Mr. Robert Browning, who lives, I think, in Wisconsin, and Robert introduced me to Dr. Ray, and I spoke with him, and I knew that we would be a great match on the radio show, and he's going to have great information for you tonight on the Law of Abundance. So, Dr. Ray, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Constance. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you're calling from what great city?
Well, I'm in the great state of California, like your producer, but I'm on the northern end. I'm up about an hour east of San Francisco, so in a little small town about 50 miles east of the city, and I've been out here for about 20 years and enjoyed it. It's also hot here, too, in California, so we're hitting 100 degrees also.
Well, I love San Francisco. I just love that area, and I'm so excited, and I have so many questions for you, so we're going to get started. Dr. Ray and I spoke behind the scenes, and he shared just some life-changing information with me, and I know that all of our listeners tonight are going to be blessed, and they're going to be enlightened. So share with our listeners a little bit about you, Dr. Ray, and your journey.
Well, Constance, it has been, like I think a lot of your listeners and yourself, it's been an adventurous life. I'll tell you something interesting that started me on the law of attraction and the universal laws earlier on is my grandmother had become infatuated with universal laws early on, and this was when universal laws weren't really popular. This was back in the early 50s, and so she had gotten into some new thought philosophy, and universal laws were discussed, and I had come to understand them and such, and I remember this conversation I had with my mom in which she asked me when I was about 8 years old. She said, "Well, son, what do you want to do in your life? What do you want to have happen in your life?" And I remember telling her, I said, "Mom, I want a rich life." And she goes, "Well, that's great. You know, having a lot of money and being rich is great." And I said, no, Mom, you don't understand. It's not just about the money. It's about having a rich life full of love and excitement and adventure. And so that when my life is over, I want to look back and say, this was a wild life. And Interestingly enough, Constance, you get what you asked for.
Right.
So it's been a wild ride so far with a lot of fun, a lot of joy. There's been a lot of pain, a lot of life lessons that have been, oh my gosh, I don't know how to describe it, as much as, you know, and sometimes they're debilitating and they feel catastrophic. But if we can look through to the deeper truth within, we can always find that silver lining. And so I've been able to move through life sometimes effortlessly and other times with a lot of effort struggling through. But I found my way into things that I was passionate about. I studied clinical psychology, in which I got my PhD, and I studied Eastern philosophy. I studied consciousness studies. I was mentored by some people who were academic types who loved universal law and loved the ideas that went with. I've studied martial art all of my life and been teaching for the last 25, almost 30 years now, and teach a very, I guess we'd call it, holistic version of martial art, in the sense that the self-defense is the byproduct. That's the least important part of the training. And so it's about the whole person. It's about loving your life and understanding what we're doing here. And it's been great. I've been able to write and speak and work with just a bunch of just wonderful souls. And as I look to walk my path and discover the very best that I can do, it's been great to be a little bit of a small voice in some people's ear to help them discover the beauty and the talent that lies within all of us. And so it's been a wonderful ride of spirituality and psychology and business and martial art and adventure. So it's and I feel like I've just, and this is the wild part, is, you know, I'm 50 years old and I feel Constance like, okay, I'm now ready. I'm ready to live.
I know that feeling. Well, let's get started. You know, Dr. Ray, the number one question that I get from my listeners all over the world is, Constance, how can I attract more money into my life? So most people, when they hear the word abundance, they associate it with money. So what is the universal law of abundance and why is it so important?
Well, it's a great question. And you know what's real interesting about that, Constance, is I think a lot of people misunderstand what the law of abundance truly is. And so the book that you alluded to, Abundance is More Than Your Checkbook Balance, abundance refers to accepting and seeing and honoring the abundance that is in your life right now. Meaning that, you know, if I'm living in not necessarily the most money situation, I don't have deep financial pockets at this point, what I want to then begin to focus on is an abundant mindset that ties directly into the law of attraction that states, I am abundance in many ways. I have abundance raging through my life in this fact that I can see, I can hear, I can smell, I have some friends who care about me, I have a loving wife, I can have an opportunity to make choices that can affect my life and hopefully influence other people. So abundance starts internally with seeing the massive amount of abundance that is within each of us. So we cultivate that mindset, and then we can apply the law of attraction. We can apply the law of grace, the law of reciprocity, and all of those combine to create a universal field of energy that puts out abundance in all its forms. So once we begin to be abundant and feel that sense of abundance, then abundance comes to us in all of its just all of its different ways. Does that make sense?
It does. And so it sounds like that abundance is a mindset. So if one of my listeners, let's just say they're living in London and they're living in a flat, I think that's what they call it, and they have one room with no furniture, right in that one room with no furniture, they should begin to feel abundant in all areas of their life. And as they do that, their lives will increase and become abundant in all areas. Is that kind of what you're saying?
It is, Constance. It is. And I know that's hard, because when we are experiencing a tragedy or things that just seem like they have shaken our world, and I've had my share, and I know many of your listeners have had their share, it's hard sometimes not to get caught up in that moment of tragedy, of the loss, of the flood or the fire or the death of a family member, but to stop and realize that in this moment, I'm still breathing. My mind still works. There are people in the world that care about me. I have an opportunity to learn, to grow, and evolve from this situation that will make me wiser, more compassionate, more loving and such. So, yeah, you do want to stop and look at it from a different perspective. And if you can, that begins to build that consciousness of abundance that builds in all ways.
So what is the difference? It sounds like that you talked about mindset and placing your attention on what you're grateful for. So it sounds that the law of abundance and the law of attraction are very similar. What is the difference and how do the two relate together?
Well, it is very similar. It's a great point in such that, you know, universal law, as you know, have become very popular over the last 25 or so years. And it's where we bring our attention. But what tends to happen and where I have found that people sometimes stumble with the laws of abundance and the laws of attraction, because they are similar, is we bring our mind there. We start to attract thoughts that say, well, I want to bring love into my life. I want to bring happiness into my life. Well, what tends to bog people down in most all universal laws is they get the illusion that it's like, okay, I'm putting my thought there. And they think that's enough. And Constance, it's not enough. That's the beginning step. We have to bring our mind to that state of intunement, being in tune or in sync with the desire that we have. Then we create language. We can then talk about it. We can write about it. Then our next step is to begin to listen to the wisdom that comes from the universe, because we are looking to gain this abundance, this law of attraction in our life, but then we have to act. And that's where I've seen people over the years get hung up, is they say, well, I'm thinking about it. I think about it all the time. Well, I'll ask them, are you talking about it? Are you writing about it? Are the ideas that are coming to you, are you beginning to plan steps that will increase this level of abundance? And that's where people get hung up. So to me, abundance is strictly a desire to tie in to what is abundance in your mind. And some people, it may just be financial. But for me, abundance is truly recognizing the gift that is being alive. And if we do not see it as a gift, as a treasure, then it does not allow for abundance to come to us in a way that is meaningful. Now, let me ask you a question. Constance, how many people have you met in your life who have money, but they don't have happiness?
So many. And everybody believes, man, if I just had more money, I would be happy. And, you know, there's a saying that I have said on the show before. I think Les Brown said, money ain't everything, but it's right up there with oxygen. And that is so true. But I know so many people who are wealthy, who are lonely, and who don't have a purpose.
You know what's beautiful about that is I have come to believe that money, that level of abundance, helps you to be more of what you are internally. So what I mean by that is, if I'm an unhappy person, if I do not appreciate the abundance in my life, my health, my family, my friends, the opportunity that this world provides by me being alive, if I don't experience and feel that abundance, then when I have money, it exaggerates my other levels of abundance. So that means if I'm an unhappy person and grumpy and I have a lot of money, now I'm a really grumpy and unhappy person, because now I'm going to just, you know, exacerbate that and go worse. Versus I found that people who truly experience abundance in their life, with their family and their friends, and just the joy of being alive and having an opportunity to make decisions and to grow and evolve, when they receive money, when financial abundance comes to them, they become even more appreciative. Their abundance absolutely overflows in their life as they become more of what they were. So that's why it's so important to create an abundant mindset before you start attracting wealth, so that when abundance becomes or comes starts coming to you, you're going to feel that level from friends and family and careers and opportunity and relationships, spirituality, in addition to the finances, so that it creates this full package of abundance that isn't tied to just the finances. And one thing, if I can add, one other thing that's interesting is we were talking the other day, and I have found an interesting phenomenon with people who don't have a lot of money. And how many times, I'll ask you another question, how many times have you heard people in your lifetime say, oh man, I just want more money. I want to just be rich. I really just desire to have more money. Have you heard that a lot in your
life? I've heard that many times.
Yeah. Well, if you think about that in the law of abundance and the law of attraction, if you say that, let's think real clearly about what we say. Let's say I'm going to play the role of, I'll be the universe. And I hear lovely Constance saying to me, she's saying, I want more money. I want more money. I can do wonderful things with it, so I want more money. Well, I'm going to be the universe, and the universe communicates in a very clear way, and it heard exactly what you said. It said, I want more money. I want more money. I desire more money. Well, the universe hears it exactly, and then I'm going to say, here, Constant, I'm going to give you 50 million pounds of want to have more money. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a whole bunch more of desire to have money. And I think if you think about it, wanting more money and having more money are two very different things.
You know, and I think that's a key point. Let's just stay right here, because so many of my listeners are wanting more money, wanting love, desiring love instead of having. And so that's quite different than when you're wanting, it's like I don't have it. But when you have it, you have it. And I know you can't describe a word with the word. So break that down a little bit more for someone who may be desiring a relationship, or really they have a vision board and they're believing for more money, a change in their career, or possibly a new home.
Sure. Now, here is what has been talked about a lot in the media, and you see different things of vision boards and treasure mapping and people visualizing and talking and different things. And here's the key part, is if we come from a place of lack, if I have a conscience that says, I don't have, I want, it's making a statement that says, you don't have this. You're coming from an energy, a vibration of lack. And that's why it is so important. That's why I love the law of abundance, because it states that within the mindset, within the heart, within the consciousness of us is everything. The whole universe is within us. So the challenge becomes to feel, to be, to experience as if we had love in our life. For me to go forward, if I was looking to attract my divine, perfect relationship in my life, I know, and I remember before I got married, I felt this loneliness. I felt this lacking of something was missing. There was a hole in my life. And I remember I had a conversation with someone, and they said, the challenge, Ray, is going to be, yes, this is something that you want, but I want you to imagine that you have this beautiful, lovely, talented, compassionate, spiritual soulmate with you. And she is living her life looking for you and knowing that you're getting closer and closer. And I want you to spend time knowing that you are on a collision course with her, and that when you meet, it will be joyous and magical and perfect. And he said, close your eyes and do that. And so I closed my eyes, and about 5 minutes later, I heard him laugh. And I opened my eyes, and I said, why are you laughing? And I asked him why he was laughing. And he said, I just saw your face relax and smile, and I could see you with this woman. I could see the happiness and the joy and the connectedness. And he says, that's the answer. That is where people sometimes get hung up, is they don't become and act and think and feel as if it has already happened. So it's like in Alcoholics Anonymous and some of the drug programs, they would tell you these little sayings, fake it till you make it.
So, you know, that is so true. And I'm sure you've heard, Dr. Ray, people said, you know, I just made up my mind that I was just going on to live life, and I wasn't even thinking about a relationship. And this great person appeared in my life, and I think what happened to that particular person possibly is that they were loving themselves, they were loving life, and they were acting as if, instead of staying at home saying, oh my God, it's another Friday night, and I'm by myself, and all of my friends are married, and they're out with their friends, And I think that's a different vibration. And so I think that you cannot create something different in that same vibration is what you're saying. And I think that's a powerful lesson that my listeners need to really begin to implement in their lives and really to begin to utilize that powerful universal law of abundance.
It really is, Constance, and that is that key to number one, recognize what it is that you would like to experience. What do you want to draw into your life, whether it's some level of abundance, it's a level of love, it's a job, whatever you want to create, and then begin to cultivate a mindset that experiences that, and in the still small space that sometimes comes in our thoughts and meditations and walks, and I have wonderful insights in the shower and all these crazy places, but what happens is the insights come that wants me to act, and so the challenge becomes listen and think and talk and then feel that, and then live your life knowing that it's coming towards you. And it really is like a Mack truck on the freeway just barreling down, about to run into you. And like you said, people just are finding that mindset. They live their life, and then boom, here it comes. The job, the relationship, the opportunity comes. And it is a challenge, though, because we sometimes tend to just get caught up in that desire so much. But again, that's that double-edged sword, that if we stay in that state of desire, it creates this concept, this vibration of lack, and then therefore the universe is going to be giving us thoughts and energy of desire and want and lack, and so it becomes this painful cycle.
Well, you know, I think I shared with you earlier this week that after speaking with you, what the Spirit brought to my mind was Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." And I felt that that was so powerful and awesome. So let's talk a little bit about businesses. And, you know, so many people with the economy like it is globally, they're looking for different ways and means to really create more money. And I know that you have a show on entrepreneurship. And I was just reading some statistics recently that according to the Small Business Administration, that 66% of all businesses fail after the second year. So how can we begin to use the law of abundance in our business?
Well, it's a great question, and it's an interesting, this can be a great example of what we've been talking about previously and such, and I've done some writing, as you were mentioning in the pre-show as we talked and as you introduced me, about the corporate samurai, and that was written with the idea of tying in not only thinking, but speaking and then acting in a way that allows our business to thrive. So when we talk about abundance in business, the first thing we have to do is make a decision and realize what are we going into business for. Now, here's this interesting challenge, and this is what makes it sometimes a little bit difficult. If we come from a place that is not of an abundant mindset, meaning if I'm only going to speak and open a business that says, I'm going to make a lot of money, oh boy, I'm going to get rich, it's negating all of the other abundant principles that allow us to be happy and to serve and to connect and to have love and appreciation in our life. And so what happens is we then create this separate environment in our business that is very different from abundance, in the sense that how many businesses, and I know your readers are going to know this, you go into a working environment and it's very clear about who's the boss, who's the worker. There is a job description, there is your responsibilities, and you do as I say because I sign your paychecks. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Very true, it does.
So what needs to happen, and what I firmly believe is it would benefit amazingly, is as a business owner or even as an employee, that we go in with the mindset that says, I'm abundant, in the sense that as a business owner, what can I do? I'm going to have 5 employees, and I'm going to sit down with my employees, and I want to ask, if Constance, you're going to come to work with me, I'm going to say, Constance, tell me your goals. Tell me what you would like to accomplish financially and emotionally and physically and mentally. And I want to take some notes because I want to write these all down, because I, as an employer, I want to have abundance in my life, and I want you to have abundance. So my goal as a CEO is going to be, let's make your goals happen. Now, if I can treat you with a mindset of abundance and honor you for the gift and the talent and the beauty and the resources you have, I'm creating an environment that is abundant, meaning that I will honor and support, and I will work as hard as I can to help you achieve all of your goals. So the law of abundance starts again with, if I'm a one-man business, it starts with me, with my concepts of abundance and how abundance fills my life, meaning health and family and friends and social. If I have a business with employees, I go in to create an abundant mindset in the business environment. And this is the hard part. This is where it's gotten real sticky. Although I will tell you real quickly, I don't know if your listeners are aware, but for the last several years, the number one company in the world to work for has been rated as Google. And it's interesting, is it's down here. It's only about an hour from where I live here, and I have friends and family who work down there. And I've gone down there, and Constance, they treat their employees so differently. It's so different than our traditional model. They allow freedoms and flexibility and creativity, and they pay for food that is restaurant quality there on the facility. There's daycare, there's laundry, there's transportation. It's like, how many different ways can we honor and support and let our employees know that we value them, we see them as abundant and powerful and wonderful souls, and consequently, Google is incredibly abundant financially, as well as being a wonderful place to work. So again, it starts with, if you have employees, how can I create a mindset and an environment that is abundant in all its forms? And the only way we can do that is we have to ask, what do our employees want? What do they value? How can I show them that I care about them in every way possible, and then help them achieve the goals they want in their life? And if I can do that, oh my gosh, the business changes so much.
You know, that is so true. And let's just say, for somebody who might be a consultant or a solo entrepreneur, and you just might have, you might be a one-man show, this is what how I do my business, Dr. Ray. I always give more than what people ask me. If I'm speaking, I'm going to give away free coaching. And so it's about serving and giving. And that's so foreign to our thinking. Yeah. And it's a shifting in paradigms, in that it's not about getting, but it's about giving. And so for a couple of years, I was consulting with a girlfriend of mine who had a big contract. And this is how I would operate with her. I said, I'm going to treat your business just like it was my own. And my father used to tell me, when you help someone get what they want, then God will give you what you desire. And that's such a shift.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that is one of the universal laws. It ties to laws of abundance and law of attraction, but you're talking about that law of reciprocity, which states that, you know, I'm going to just put out. I'm going to give, and I want to give because I want to give, but the universe recognizes that, and then it just gives back. So I always tell my students and people that I coach and people that I work with, if you want anything in life, give it away, meaning that if you want love in your life, give your love away. If you want friendship, give your friendship away. If you want financial wealth, help other people become financially wealthy. And that law of attraction, that law of abundance, that law of reciprocity, that law of soul evolution, the law of wisdom, all of these universal laws come together to honor your mindset of abundance, your where your thoughts are in the law of attraction, your law of reciprocity, and it starts to create this beautiful picture of the universe lining up to give you abundance in your relationships, abundance in your career, abundance financially, abundance socially. Have you ever noticed, and I know your listeners would notice, haven't you ever noticed how some people, it just seems like everything just breaks their way? I mean, everything's going for them. They're happy, and they're financially well off, and they're creative, and they're enjoying life, and they're joyous. Well, again, I've talked to a lot of these people, and they are really about that law of, you know, I just want to, I want to live a good life. I want to make my community better. I just want to be a good soul. And they work to help people do that. And it's not an easy thing, Constance, in the sense of when I'm feeling down, sometimes the hardest thing for me to do is to get up and go do something for somebody else.
I know it. And I have a saying, at that very moment, you can make a decision. Do you want to be pitiful or powerful?
That's great. And
it's a difficult decision, but I think that what we're trying to express to the listeners tonight is that you do have the option, as you know, that you can make a decision. You can choose.
Yes.
And you were talking about some people who are always positive. So is that why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer?
That's exactly the reason why, in the sense that I had an opportunity to sit down with a famous author, people you may have talked about. He's a gentleman who writes and compiles the Chicken Soup for the Soul book, Mark Victor Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a seminar, and I got to be at a table where Mark was, we were having lunch, and I got to observe, and this was some years ago, and I thought it fascinating, Constance, in that I remember after the lunch getting on the phone and talking to my wife, and I said, you know, Linda, I got to listen and visit with Mark Victor Hansen, and the guy's weird. And she goes, what? I go, he's kind of a weird dude. And she goes, what are you talking about? I says, well, he just vibrates on a different level. And she goes, I don't understand. I said, well, he talks about positiveness. He talks about what we're going to do. He talks about happiness. He talks about serving people. There was not one shred of doubt, fear, sense of unhappiness. It was about, we're going to live this rich life. We're going to help people. We're going to empower. And he absolutely radiated that thought. And I know from listening to Mark and following some of the things that he's doing, he is living a magical life of business and discovery and service and wealth and fame and just creating this environment. He's a perfect example of people who are rich and in an abundant mindset, breaks come. People come together to help him, to offer deals. He has friends. He has family. He has an endless list of projects that he is passionate about. And I thought, wow, it really is about, can I be in an abundant mindset and just allow this to unfold and be happy within? And the challenge is, if I get caught in that space like we talked about of just desiring, what if I'm thinking about what I don't have, I'm putting that out to the universe. I'm putting out in the law of attraction what I don't have. And then my abundance mindset is, this is what I'm lacking. Well, the universe keeps hearing that, and it's going to keep giving you, yep, you want to think about that? Here, I'll give you some more to think about. Let's give you some more lack to think about. And it's this really painful, what I call hamster wheel process. So it really becomes moment-to-moment decisions on thought and to stop and just recognize what you have in your life at the very basic level, and to feel that, not just think about it, but let that sink in and feel what it feels like to be alive and with a mindset that allows you to create and thought, and let those feelings grow, let those feelings of joy and appreciation grow. And that's the beginning, the seeds of an abundant mindset that starts to change the vibrations, and manifestation will start to come from that mindset.
Right, that is so powerful. And so basically, my listeners, they can really take control of their own lives moment by moment and begin to create abundant living in all areas.
Absolutely. And you said something I thought was wonderful, Constance, about the idea of you know, giving back and getting in the mindset of giving. And I know for me, that has been the key to any success I've had is to, can I step back and say, how can I help you? How can I serve? How can I help you live the most meaningful life? And I think that if people can begin to take on those thoughts, even if it's a small thing, of just making someone's life a little easier, notice how it makes you feel when you do something, even as simple as, oh my gosh, the stereotypical thing, holding the door open for somebody or helping the old lady across the
right,
street. I remember doing that and just having her thank me. And I remember walking just a little straighter after that and feeling, gosh, that felt good. That just felt good. And so it's that little steps, tiny little actions, tiny little words, tiny little conversations, little pockets of time in which we spend in abundant mindset activates these universal laws of attraction and manifestation and reciprocity, and then the universe starts to shift for us and starts to open things up.
Well, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, and a verse came to my mind from the Bible. I think it's in Ecclesiastes where it says, cast your bread on the water, and it will return to you after many days. And if you think of that, that's what we're talking about. Cast your bread, your kindness, your goodness, you know, on the water, and it will come back to you. And usually it will come back to you, at least in my life, multiplied. And
Absolutely. So
once again, we're changing our mindset around the whole thing of giving and receiving, because we've been taught to just receive. So let's talk a little bit about how negativity kills. I mean, I was teaching a class just this week, Ray, and I saw this one lady. She was sort of slumped down in her chair, and I said, are you sick or whatever? She said, no, I just wake up like this every day. I just have an attitude every day. And I said, how old are you? She said, 26. And I said to myself, how tragic that she's chosen to be negative. And just like you said, she will what? She will create that same negativity every day until she makes a quality decision. So how does negativity kill us?
You know, that's a great question. And I'll give you a little example that kind of fits, or some kind of a model. Imagine that your life and everybody's life is the culmination of making a commercial film, meaning a feature film that you go see to the theater. So what people have to realize is your life is your film, in the sense that in my life, I am the camera operator, I am the director, I'm the writer, I'm the editor, and I am the star. Now, each person in our world is making their own film. Now, the challenge is, do they own that they're making their own film? And then even if they don't own it, it doesn't mean that the film isn't being created. Now, is it possible that people could make a horror film? Of course, you see it all the time. This young lady you were talking to, sounds like in the movie version of negativity, she's making a pretty scary film.
Absolutely.
Because it's grumpy. And so she's creating, and she's writing the script, and she's got the microphone, she's got the camera, she's doing the editing, and so she is creating every aspect of her film, and it sounds like she's making a horror film. And so what I, in trying to help people understand that we have choice, think about making yourself a movie of your life, and what kind of a movie is your life going to represent? Meaning that, okay, I'm going to make a movie about my life, and I'm going to write it, I'm going to direct it, I'm going to edit it, I'm going to be the star in it, and I can have other people in my life. So let's write the script. Let us write the script of how I want this movie to play out. And that's one of the things I love to think about, because from that, there's a little exercise that I love to do is with people, is have them, and maybe your listeners would enjoy doing this at some point, and it kind of sounds morbid in some ways, but about once every 2 years, I write my obituary, and I write what I would want the newspaper to say about me when I choose to die. When my time is up, I want to write about, I want to read, and I'm going to write this, what I want the newspaper to say about my life. And I don't want it to say something like, well, Ray died a poor, lonely, rich guy. You know, I want it to say that he lived fully. He lived with love and compassion, and he found joy in his family and friends and serving people, and he got to travel the world. And just, I want to read about this wonderful, loving, fun, enjoyable life. Well, that's the kind of movie so I want to create. So that thought is, when we deal with negativity or we see people with negativity, how can we help shake them so that they can make a conscious choice to begin to shift the style and the method that they're thinking? So sometimes it's about the movie, sometimes it's about the obituary, but whatever it is, I would tell people that if you want to see the quality of your thoughts, look around you. And what I mean by that is, and this sometimes is painful for people, because when this was told to me, I didn't like it. And this, when I was about 19 years old, somebody says, well, look, Ray, before you make judgments of the world, because I was pointing my finger at everything. This was wrong, and these people were nasty, and this is bad, and this whole thing stinks, and everything. And the statement came to me is like, what is around you is on the outer side is a perfect reflection of what's going on you on the inside. So that what was going on in my life with the pain and the anger and the blame that I saw around me in the world, that was just reflected from where my consciousness was. So when people are unhappy and they see negative things happening, I'll gently remind them, say, look, you're going to have to shake yourself out of this, because from what you're doing in your inside, in your mind, in your heart, in your thoughts, in your feelings, you're putting this out and you're creating these experiences around you. So you have to make the choice to change. And the one thing I would tell anybody, Constance, is no matter what you say and no matter what I say, people have that right to choose to have whatever thoughts, whatever conversations, and whatever attitude they want. You cannot make them make a happy movie if they don't want to make a happy movie. Does that make sense?
That does, and that's so powerful. You know, and speaking of that, a lot of people are hurting and need healing. You know, they maybe they've lost their homes or lost a relationship, or maybe they just feel like they don't have purpose. So how can people heal from their past using this great universal law?
Yeah, that's a good one. And here's the reality part of that, in the sense that we are human. And when I say that, meaning that we are benefited by many processes within the human condition. Emotions are one of them. So I'll tell my students and people that I work with, and I say, you know, it's interesting, because if you're truly going to understand love, if you're truly going to understand the sense of peacefulness in your life, you have to understand what is not that. And so when there is negativity or loneliness or anger in their life, I'll say, look at that. Let's feel that and be aware of that, because I want you to remember that and never forget it, because when you find peace and you find love, it's going to have so much greater meaning for you, because you will be able to remember and contrast it with what you've experienced. That's why I always tell people, for me, the negativity that I've experienced in my life, I can let it drag me down, or I can remember it and say, gosh, I remember what it was like to be lonely and hurting and afraid. So when I do feel connected to people and I feel secure and I feel taken care of and honored, it feels so much better, because I remember those lessons. I remember what it was like to be without. So when people are experiencing this negativity in their life, I say, you know, this is part of being human. And so it will pass. And I want them to begin to start thinking of not trying to break out of it in the sense that, you know, just forget it. You know, sometimes you'll hear people say, oh, it's not that bad. Well, at times for people, yes, it is. It is that bad. And for to them to ignore it and negate it and to just bury it below, that's not the answer. So to me, the answer is to be okay with feeling it, expressing it, sharing it, learning from it, evolving from it, and then take those pearls, those life lessons, those wonderful insights that you can use not only for the next time in your life, but maybe you can share with someone else in that way. So it's not a fix-all. It really is this concept of there is a one of the universal laws is in harmony, meaning that our natural state is to come back to a place of peacefulness and balance. But it's not static in the sense that we're always there. There's going to be an ebb and flow. And understand that when there is a sense of negativity or down or hurt or loss, that's part of that flow. But if we honor that and come back to that place of beginning abundant mindset, yes, but I'm here. I do have family. I do have friends. I do have wonderful things I can be grateful for, and I can learn from this. What happens is we move through that ebb, and life will again start to flow for us, and hopefully we'll grab those lessons, those insights that make our life more meaningful as we move on and cultivate the universal law of wisdom that we can then share and take with us as we move forward.
Well, I can really relate to that, because I remember many, many, many years ago when I went through my divorce, I was sitting somewhere and I said to myself, will I ever love again? And it was really a difficult place, and I just did not feel it. I just didn't see it. But deep down within my spirit, I knew that God was healing me. And you're so right. When I did love again, I remembered saying that, and it was just a place of reference for me, and it really made me more appreciative for the love that I had at that moment. So that is a powerful concept that all my listeners can really begin to grasp and just implement it into their lives.
Well, that was a beautiful example. You illustrated
right. It came to my mind as you were talking. And something else I want to hit on really quickly is you talk about thinking big. So how can we begin to think big, Dr. Ray, right here with all of the global debt that's going on and so many countries are in war and such famine? How can we begin to think big in the midst of all of those seemingly difficult circumstances?
Wow, that's such a wonderful question, and it really does stretch the concept of universal law, and I love this. And so I will just tell you how I'm doing this and what I would encourage people to try and do. So using this concept of laws of attraction, laws of abundance, laws of wisdom, and understanding that we are evolving, we are growing, and if we take that as part of our reality and that I will evolve, I will grow, and if I cultivate that consciousness, the laws of the universe allow that to happen. And so for me, I've gone from being, when I was a young man and wanting to just, you know, I want to have a good job, I want to get through college, I'd like to get married, have a family eventually, and, you know, just live a normal life, to the point that the creativity, the ideas, the projects are absolutely streaming through my mind on ways to help the economy, to help people, mm-hmm. To create business opportunities or coaching programs or mentoring programs that are based strictly on service. And so what happens is if we begin to heal and to tie in these universal laws, what happens is we begin to heal the planet from the inside out, meaning one soul internally becoming more conscious, more aware, more able to use universal laws, and then it's modeled to that person who lives with that person or who works with that person. And they start seeing that happiness. It becomes what I would call a healthy virus. And I remember hearing a question when I was doing a fun style of martial art here in the Bay Area, and I had an older, very spiritual kind of a teacher, and he asked me, because I got to talking about world problems, and he says, Ray, how do you unload a high school gymnasium full of ping pong balls? I laughed and I thought, oh,
I don't know the answer to that one.
Yeah, it's a great question. I envisioned my high school gym filled with, you know, millions of ping pong balls. How do you unload it? And I says, I break down the wall or whatever. You know, I gave him a bunch of answers. He goes, no, it's one ping pong ball at a time. You take it out one soul at a time. So I want people to understand that as you begin to tie into universal law and accept the magic and the beauty and the talent that is incredible within you, your life, your mind, your heart, your consciousness, your ideas will start to explode in ways to create more sustainable, transformational businesses. Your happiness, your ability to communicate and love and share and serve starts to grow, and it infects people. And so we will change these economic times, the difficulty, the stresses, the hate going on in the world, as we become more conscious and tying in to our own spiritual power, our own ability to see and love and connect and create abundance in our life, then we start to live a model. We start to connect to other people that live a model. And Constance, I've got probably about 7 or 8 concepts that are so fun, so spiritual, so affluent in their potential to help the planet, to create opportunities for people, that I just literally wake up shaking thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be so fun when we get this going and people are coming on board, and it just gets exciting. So the answer to that is it has to start with becoming more conscious, more in tune with the universal powers and the spirit within, and having that thought, feeling, conversation, and then begin taking steps to create that in your life, accepting that wisdom that comes and act on it. And don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fall down. And I heard a wonderful saying about people who fall down and they, you know, they fail. And somebody said, well, you know, I've fallen 10 million times, but what I do is I always fall forward. so that when I get up, I'm 6 feet closer to my goal.
Wow. That is so good. I mean, there's so much more that I want to ask you, and we have about 5 minutes, but I do want you to touch on briefly about the law of abundance and our purpose.
Yeah. Well, here's my thought on that, Constance, is our purpose is to, and it's, again, designed however you choose to create your film, but I do believe that when you start digging down inside of people, I believe people's purpose is to learn to connect. And another time I'll tell you just a wild story that we don't have quite time for today, but the answer to that ties into for us to learn to connect to each other, to our life, and to develop a sense of nothing short of awe in living our life and creating the most meaningful, exciting, fun, prosperous life possible. Now, there's one thing, though. We're going to have to work a little bit to get there. But that's okay, because anything that's worth having is worth working for. In fact, things that we work for, we tend to appreciate as much, you know, as anything else is we've worked for it, and so when we achieve it, it means that much more. So,
my goodness, I can't believe the hour has already gone by, and I didn't hardly get any of my questions out to you. I'm going to have you come back again, Dr. Ray, and just share with my audience, because I think this is so important, and I think that that's why a lot of people have really been missing it. It's like a missing ingredient. People have been going after houses and cars and $1 million and other things instead of really serving and operating and creating from a place of love, and I think it's so needed. And your life is such a great example of that.
Well, I think all of us, if we really look at our lives, yours, mine, and even your listeners, we're all on this evolutionary track of wherever we are at this moment, and the people who would listen are at a place that they're open to say, well, that's an interesting insight, and, you know, I'll entertain that thought and think about that. And the one thing I would also offer as, you know, as part of what you do and part of what I believe is if you pay forward and such. So if I can, I'll offer a gift for you,
right,
if you would want to offer this to your listeners.
Right,
they're more
and
than
tell
welcome
them
to.
How, and tell them about your website and how they can get that gift and how they can reach you and about your coaching and seminars, et cetera.
Well, absolutely. And what I would offer, something kind of unique that we haven't even talked about, but all of our time is so busy, but it is important, I believe, to give back every which way you can and such. So, Constance, if you have people, I have a limited number of spaces that is 100% free, in which I would sit down for an hour on the phone. I'd probably have the listener do a questionnaire so that I can learn a little bit about them, and I would just give them this hour to help them understand where they're at and where they might go in order to start achieving this level of abundance in their life. And if I can't get to it, as far as I can only offer a set amount, there's probably in my time frame over the next month or so is not a lot, but the people that I could not address, I would offer them to come onto the website at rayfalconberry.com and pick a book, and I'll send it to you electronically for free and with love in my heart that hopefully it helps you. There's probably a dozen or so books that if somebody saw, well, I'd like this one, I'd love to read about the law of abundance, or here's one on, you know, twice in a lifetime. They can just email me and say, Ray, I listened to you with the lovely Constance, and I'd love to have a chance to chat. Or if you can send me this book, I'd love to read it. And I just give it to them as a gift from my heart to theirs, and hopefully that it helps them achieve more of this desired abundance and prosperity, and recognizing that they are magical, wonderful, incredible souls. And
spell your name, your last name. So it's Ray.
Yeah.
Spell it so they can get a clear understanding of how to reach you.
My last name is, so the website is Ray, R-A-Y, and the last name is Falconberry. It's F as in Frank, A-U-L-K, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, E as in Edward, RRY.com. And you can go there. There's also a rayfalconberry.net. and you can click on the product sections and books, and then the .com, it'll be images flashing along there. And then on the .net side, it's a different site we're kind of comparing, and there's a little description of the books. But if they write me a note and say, I'd love to be considered to have a conversation with you, and if we fill up right away with that, then let me also know what book they'd like, and we'll get started shipping them out to
right.
them. Hopefully it helps.
Well, how abundant and generous you are, and I just thank you so much for being on the show tonight, and you've been such a blessing, and I'm going to have you come back so we can cover some more aspects of this wonderful law of abundance. And for all my listeners all over the world, thank you so much for joining me again tonight. This is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show saying to you, have a fantastic week. God loves you. And remember this, the best is yet to come.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.